Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 126th UIEPT. Today, on the 2nd of October, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of you, IEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
I've been jogging every morning lately, but honestly, my knees are starting to hurt.
Maybe you should switch to swimming. It's still great exercise, but much gentler on your joints.
What does the woman recommend? Now let's begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
I've been jogging every morning lately, but honestly, my knees are starting to hurt.
Maybe you should switch to swimming. It's still great exercise, but much gentler on your joints.
What does the woman recommend? Number 2.
I stayed up all night revising for the exam, and now I can barely keep my eyes open.
That's tough, but honestly, without rest, your brain won't retain much. Next time, studying earlier and sleeping properly might help.
What does the man mean? Number 3.
I ordered a package online weeks ago, but it still hasn't shown up.
Did you try contacting the seller? Sometimes they'll either track it down or send a replacement if it's missing.
What does the woman suggest? Number 4.
I'm worried I'll get lost on the way to the interview. I've never been to that side of town.
Why not check the route on your phone beforehand? You could even do a practice run so you're more confident.
What is the man's advice? Number 5.
I've been drinking 3 cups of coffee every morning, just to stay awake.
That sounds like too much. Maybe cut down slowly or replace some with tea.
What does the woman imply? Number 6.
I was planning to buy that jacket, but the price doubled overnight.
That's ridiculous. Sometimes waiting for sales or checking different shops can save you a lot.
What does the man suggest? Number 7.
How was your trip to the mountains?
No view is more beautiful than the one from the top.
What does the woman imply about the mountain view? Number 8.
I signed up for piano lessons, but I'm already thinking of quitting. It's harder than I expected.
Learning any instrument takes patience. If you stick with it, you'll get better little by little.
What does the man encourage her to do? Number 9.
My phone battery dies halfway through the day. It's so annoying.
Maybe you should close unused apps or carry a power bank. That way you won't get stuck without a phone.
What does the woman advise? Number 10.
I forgot to submit the assignment on time. Do you think the professor will accept it late?
Possibly, if you explain the situation politely. It's worth asking instead of assuming it's hopeless.
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class.
When we think of planets outside our solar system, so-called exoplanets, we often imagine worlds similar to Earth. But the reality is far more diverse. The first confirmed detection came in 1992 when astronomers discovered two small planets orbiting a pulsar, which is not at all the kind of star we would expect to host habitable worlds. Then, in 1995, another team identified a giant planet orbiting a sun-like star, but it was extremely close to the star, completing its orbit in just a few days. Since then, techniques have improved, particularly the transit method, where we measure the tiny dip in a star's brightness as a planet passes in front of it. This method was used extensively by the Kepler Space Telescope, launched in 2009. Which revealed thousands of candidates. What surprised scientists most was just how common planets are. Almost every star we examine seems to have at least one. Now, we classify exoplanets in several ways: gas giants, ice giants, rocky Earth, like planets, and so-called super-Earths, which are larger than Earth but smaller than Neptune. Interestingly, super-Earths don't exist in our solar system, so their discovery forced us to rethink planetary formation models.
This is the end of the recording.